Dude, like, I'm a nasty fucker whenever I'm in like the locker room, you know, like I'm staring at bulges, honestly. I'm staring at ass. I'm staring at bodies, you know. Like there's nothing wrong with it, you know, like even straight guys do it. They'll like just observe another person's body, and like even like especially in crowded locker rooms, pre-pandemic, you know, I always really appreciated seeing like just people just undress and just go about their day. Like I just love seeing guys get nude, or like I'm talking like adult men that just take their clothes off, change their clothes, put on a new jock, new underwear. And yes, people actually do wear jock straps. If you're ever wondering, or if you aren't in sports, people wear jock straps all the fucking time. And that's what really turns me on too, is like jock straps have gotten so normalized that guys will just walk around with their ass out, wearing a jock strap or wearing one under shorts. Definitely, like I do check out a lot of asses most of the time. Like it's a lot of nice asses at the gym. Ever since the leg day meme really took off, you know, before it would just be that the thing to look at would be like guys' torsos, just because like the leg day meme hadn't hit popularity, and I've been in the gym that long where there was a definite difference that I noticed before and after the leg day meme. And you know, like before I would just like I would get off on just looking at guys' arms, guys' chests, because that's all they would really work on. And even now, like even when I see guys that don't do leg day and like their legs are really thin, you check out their upper body and it's fucking built. And then you know now, like they got the whole package. They got like nice built arms and like a nice bubble butt. And then, you know, the more you work out, the more your bulge gets pronounced and everything as you slim down. So, you know, like I've definitely been in gyms long enough to see people go from like nice and chubby and nice and thick, and then into like really thin and muscular over the course of like a whole year. And then like I make the same changes with them, you know, and it's really nice, and it's really fun to like see someone just become so dedicated and like all that stuff. And you know, you get to know them and everything. And that's usually the people that I interact with on a daily basis. You know, we suck each other off in like the locker room stalls or something, like, or we go to the showers and we jerk off. I'm talking about those guys where, you know, like we sort of like encourage each other to keep coming back, because like we like hook up every time we go. So like, you know, I'll go check in the locker room before a workout, and then after a workout, just to make sure that, you know, if he's there, then I'll notice him, or if he's not there, then like I can just continue with my workout. And a lot of men that I know, like we do the same and shit. It's pretty hot, to like know, like it's like kind of our way, like our oversexed way of like keeping each other accountable and all that stuff. And like it's happened, I'd say, with 10 different people in my entire life, where you know we're both into each other and we just come to the gym, work out, we're like workout buddies. And like one time it was a man that was like in his 50s, and another time it's a man that's like my age, and another time it's a man that's like he's older, he does just Tai Chi, and then he just comes, and then you know, then I suck his old Asian ass dick in the shower, and it's really hot. And like back in college, I had more of a straight guy like sort of lifter group, and you know, like I got to know them, they got to know that I was gay and everything. So like we got along. Like I always get along with like really tough jocks and everything. I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is about me, but like we got to the point where they were like, you know what? It's 21st century, you know. If we're gonna talk about fucking pussy, you can talk about fucking guys. And I'd be like, okay, sure. And then I'd talk about like, oh, I'm doing this one guy right now. He's got a tight asshole and all that stuff. He's got a good mouth. And like I would just like talk open and earnestly with them whenever they're joking around. Like they're saying like they're fucking one person's titties, and then I'm just saying like, so am I. And then they'd laugh too, because they'd be like, wow, can you really titty fuck a guy? And I'd be like, yeah, of course you can. And you know, I had a falling out with them, you know, that life happens, of course. But like that was always a fun part of like my gym day, would be like, you know, I just get with the guys, we shoot the shit and all that stuff. It was really really helped me be more comfortable with my sexuality. Definitely there were some tense moments where they would be like, hey, would you fuck that chick? And I would be like, no, I'm gay. And they're like, yeah, but like, would you? And it's like, you don't get it, bro. It was really like, it's pretty wholesome, but like, you know, it's definitely like really gawky. They always like made sure to like express like, oh, you know, you can look at me if you want, But like, just don't touch me. And they'd always make sure to express that. But like, they would always like flex around me. And like, that's how I got really comfortable with flexing in public, really comfortable with flexing with other people, just because like that one social group that I had like right at the beginning of college was just like perfect. Like that helped me get over my fear of straight guys. Plus like, I'm pretty masculine presenting. I've got hair everywhere. So, you know, like they don't mind if I check someone out, and they don't mind if like, I check them out or anything. That was really like the highlight of my freshman year. And my appreciation goes like beyond sex too. Like, you know, sometimes it's just really fun to like see a really nice toned ass or like some abs or some shit, or see a guy like flex in the mirror thinking like that he's like not sexual or anything, he's just flexing for himself. So it's always like nice to see someone like appreciate the male body and appreciate their male body, like when it's not like a sexual situation. But there are definitely times where like my dick gets hard, you know, it's huge and everything, like I have a huge fucking dick, and when it gets hard, guys will just like, it's a fucking mouth magnet, honestly. Like they'll just go for it. I've had times where it's just like, it's just too hot that I just can't take it, and like I bust on their face or in their ass or something like that, because, you know, like I'll just stand there and like motion them to come over, and they just do it for me. They fucking service me and stuff, and it's pretty hot. Even as I am right now, I'm like a chubby like Asian man, and they'll just like service me. It's really hot, like, and I feel like a fucking god whenever they do. It's really wild, like. I feel like a fucking king. I feel like a fucking, like, just a sex, like, siren or some shit. Like, I've definitely had moments where, like, we even get caught and then the guy just, like, walks right by, or he, like, just changes the stall, and it's just so fucking wild. It's just so fucking intense and everything whenever it turns sexual. I even lost my virginity in a gym shower, too. So, like, I always get horny whenever I hear, like, the shower head running or whenever I go in there, you know. And I know, like, most of the sex that I've had is because, like, you know, my parents didn't ever, like, teach me really how to bathe. So, like, I'm musky all the time. And I was just, like, never, like, really taught not to masturbate in the shower or, like, when you bathe. So, like, you know, I would just, like, touch myself whenever, like, I showered. And then when you go into a public, like, setting and everything, when you go into a gym setting and you're doing that, you know, guys immediately think sex. But, like, It wasn't until like I was 20 where someone said, oh yeah, people are always telling me not to masturbate in the shower, and that's where the source of my shame came from. And I was just like, wow, here I am, like, fully stroking my dick in like a locker room, and no one ever told me not to. And I just thought, like, it felt like completely normal to me. I never felt like embarrassed or ashamed about it. And so like that helped me develop my sexuality even more. It was just like, wow, I really am like free of this shame, so I should really just like jerk off more and just like accept that, like, you know, it's completely natural. And that's why I do, like, that's why I'm really sexual, and that's why like I jerk off as much as I do, because no one ever instilled that shame into me. So like I just can really enjoy it without having all that guilt, really. I didn't learn about like the shame with masturbation until like I started talking with other like grown men and like hearing about their stories with shame and everything. And, you know, I've, like, 100% played grab ass before. I played, like, that game where you play chicken with, like, who's going to touch their cock or who's going to touch their nipples. And, like, you know, you watch, like, all those frat porn and all that stuff. It's, like, that is 100% accurate. Like, I have had moments where I was changing for the swimming room or whatever in college and anything, and like someone would steal my towel, and I just walk out completely naked, and I just, you know, I don't have any shame about it or whatever. But it's just like, it really is just like horsing around. And you know, I have like hundreds of anecdotes, and like every time I tell guys like my experience with like working out and like being in sports and everything, like they just get really aroused, just because, like, you know, it really does like validate like what they've seen in porn and everything. And that's why I do tell like all these dirty like locker room stories that I have, like, because that's like honestly like where my sexuality like came from and where I like really developed it. You know, no one ever taught me how to be like a gay man or anything, or how to like be like a masturbator or like be like a sex fiend or whatever. I kind of had to like stumble into that myself. And that's how, like, I'm just comfortable in my own body. That's how I'm comfortable with my own sexuality. It's just, like, all these, like, funny, like, locker room, like, anecdotes that I have. They're just, like, were formative sexual experiences for me.